Tell us what you saw. That's a simple question.
We turned up there a little while ago, seeing lots of police and fire brigade in the area. Realised it was Gatwick and we were just down by the side perimeter road. Told at the time when we arrived there that there was a plane in the sky, had been up there for 3 hours. It had circled over Gatwick, Hayward's Heath. It had also been out to the Irish Sea to dump its fuel, returned back, and then circled down at Brighton and Peacehaven. And then it was brought in at about 3:30, just after 3:30, it was brought in and landed. It's landed on the main runway and is tilted to one side as far as I can see. The landing was quite bumpy. Glad I wasn't in there, I'll be honest with you. I would be surprised if no one's got a few bumps and bruises. But it's safely on the runway. There's no major damage and they're preparing to offload people as we speak.
As far as you could see, was all of the undercarriage actually working or not?
It didn't seem that the right-hand side was down at all. It seems that the centre and the left-hand side undercarriage was down, but it seems that the right-hand side undercarriage was not down. And that was why they had it circling for so long, trying to get preparations at Gatwick ready for effectively a crash landing, which fortunately didn't occur.
And yet they managed to land it parallel to the ground, because I would have thought, not being an expert, that maybe one wing would have been nearer to the ground than the other, if that was the case.
We can't see. With the way we are, we're on the southern side of the runway, so we can't actually see the undercarriage on the right-hand side. But it does look from where we were standing as if it was tilted to the right-hand side. But I can't confirm that 100%.
And where did you get all your information that it was circling and went out to the sea and dumped its fuel from?
Radar on my phone. We have a radar application on there. And the police on the ground who were in contact with the airport authorities.
Right. And are you still there now?
No, we've left. Yeah, we were only actually out shopping, believe it or not, and ran into all of this.
So when you saw it coming down, was there a part of you that thought it might crash?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be honest with you, the anxiety was quite overwhelming. And as it came down, it looked as if it was taking a long time to come down on the ground. And as you say, I'm no expert. I've never flown an aircraft in my life.
Sounds to me like you watch quite a few of them. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Never, ever have seen anything like this. We see an awful lot of go-arounds, they're called, when they either abort a landing and have to go back around and try again. We live literally 3 miles from the airport.
Okay.
And you hear and see a lot, but something like this is extraordinary.
I have to say you're remarkably well-informed. Is this a hobby or a job of yours?
No, I'm just fascinated by aircraft, quite honestly.
Well, thank you for being fascinated and giving us that very, very dramatic eyewitness account. That was Aidan, an eyewitness who actually saw it coming down to land and very, very worriedly thought it was going to crash. But it does sound as if things are safe now.